Raise the alarm on my holy mountain. Let everyone tremble in fear, because the day of the Lord is upon us. It is a day of darkness and gloom, a day of thick clouds and deep blackness. But suddenly, like dawn spreading across the mountains, a great and mighty army appears. Nothing like it has been seen before, or will ever be seen again. Fire burns in front of them, and flames follow after them. Ahead of them lies the land, as beautiful as the Garden of Eden. Behind them is nothing but desolation. Not one thing escapes. They look like horses. They charge forward like war horses. Look at them as they leap along the mountaintops. Listen to the noise they make, like the rumbling of chariots, like the roar of fire sweeping across a field of stubble, or like a mighty army moving into battle. Fear grips all the people. Every face grows pale with terror. The attackers march like warriors and scale city walls like soldiers. Straight forward they march, never breaking rank. They never jostle each other. Each moves in exactly the right position. They break through the defenses without missing a step. They swarm over the city and run along its walls. They enter all the houses, climbing like thieves through the windows. The earth quakes as they advance, and the heavens tremble. The sun and moon grow dark, and the stars no longer shine. The Lord is at the head of the column. He leads them with a shout. This is His mighty army, and they follow His orders. Good morning, Patriots. I hope you guys are having a great day. Here we go. Let's get going. We're doing our study, our number 14 study on end times. Good morning, Miss Tammy. How are you?
Good morning. I think it's 13.
It's chapter 13.
Oh,
it's the study.
Chapter 13.
Again, just to make it confusing, but it is chapter 13. You were right. Right. It's we did a two-parter.
That is the 14.
Yeah, because it's a two-parter last week. So this is the book, End Times and a Thousand Years of Peace, the study guide. I hope you guys did your homework. Yes. Yes, I'm so excited to see you guys here, and I'm excited to do this study. This one's going to be, I think, pretty easy, pretty simple. About this scroll, but before we woke up and before we swallowed down the scroll, because that's what I named this one, Swallow the Scroll. Before we swallowed the scroll, none of us realized what that meant. We had no idea, and now it's clear as a bell that that's what's happened to John, has happened to each one of us. This is what's happened. Here's my website, freedomforce.live, freedomforce.live. Let me go ahead and put our little picture up there so everyone can find it. And so it's all there handy for you guys. Freedomforce.live. If you want to catch up, go to the videos. If you've missed some of them, go to the playlists and you can see tons of categories, and one of which is the live End Times Groups Bible studies. You can catch up there. We have 13 studies there. And if you want to move ahead, actually, this is where we did 23 videos before I actually had the study guide finished. We were, it was all a work in progress that we were doing it. Right, Miss Tammy?
Yes.
All right. So this one should be pretty easy. Don't forget, hit that like button right now, because I will forget for sure to tell you guys. So hit the like button, and thank you for always doing that and for sharing all this information. So we're going to jump in here. So let's go ahead and pray. Miss Tammy, would you lead us in prayer?
Certainly. Heavenly Father, just be with us today. Silence anything but you. We just have so much to learn. So much is happening so quickly. The weeks are just what other people have had years to do. We've seen so much in just these 3 weeks, and there's just so much coming at us so fast, Lord, that we just ask that we have eyes and ears and hearts to see all that's going on, that we really understand that we are entering the golden age. We ask, Lord, that you help each person here today to understand this message today and to take it out with them to whoever they're talking to, whatever's going on, and just be with each person that is in this army right now, and that includes all of us, for health and prosperity, and to help us get the word out Be with us today as we learn. In Jesus' holy name we pray.
Yes. Amen. Thank you, Miss Tammy. I'm so glad that you helped me and my lovely Vanna White assistant. All right, so here it is, chapter 13. Now, guys, give me the thumbs up if you guys have done your study. And so the chapter is entitled Red Pilled. And as I said at the very beginning of the chapter before, I was red pilled. I didn't know what this chapter was about. I'm like, why is he being asked to eat this scroll, which is so, so, so strange. I'm going to make it a little bit bigger and so that you can read that for us. Would you read number one with Revelation 10, verse 1?
Then I saw another mighty angel coming down from heaven, surrounded by a cloud, with a rainbow over his head. His face shone like the sun, and his feet were like pillars of fire.
Yes. Okay. Remember last week, we had all the seven trumpets. This is the seventh angel with his trumpet, and he hasn't blown the trumpet yet. That isn't going to be until Revelation chapter 11, but we're getting ready for him to blast his trumpet. And you see him, he's coming down from heaven. He's got a very important job to do. So he's going to be talking to John. And so, yeah, so tell me, you guys, you can put in the chat in what you think this some of the symbolism is for some of these things. And I want to hear from you guys what you thought in doing your homework. What do you think this mighty angel clothed with the cloud might represent? So go ahead and you can tell me, Tammy, but because I know we're a little bit of a delay, so I want to make sure that I get...
Sure. Yeah, he comes down with power and with authority to save all of us, to save humanity from the demons that we're battling right now.
Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, it's a true battle, but in one sense, it's rigged in our favor because the Lord is able to destroy the demons. You know, no doubt. He has the power and authority. And this mighty angel has been given authority from the Lord. Surrounded by a cloud, a rainbow over his head. Now, they've hijacked the rainbow, but the rainbow is a beautiful, good thing. But we're taking it back. They can't have our rainbow. So what do you think that means, Miss Tammy?
Oh, it reveals the promise of God to never destroy the earth again.
Remember that? Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember that? Yes, he did. Yes, he did with the flood. Because going back, if you remember, thanks, Marge Mosley, the cloud is God's authority. And then, and this covenant that he promised. Thank you, H. Clay. This promise. Now, if you remember, there were people, you know, except for eight people, everyone was doing Baal worship, had fallen victim to doing satanic worship. And they were doing all this. And so it's only Noah and his family did not participate. And the Lord, that's why he had to remove them from the earth. Again, he will remove these evildoers from the earth, just like he did during Noah's time. But he's not going to have to destroy the earth to do it. What he's going to be able to do is now all the world is filled with people who just, you know, peace-loving people. We just want to get along and not have all these people harming us. And so now this small little group can be removed from the earth. Now it's a big number, but it's not in the light of all of humanity. It's a small number. So that rainbow is his promise to, he's not going to destroy the earth ever again, because we're going to be able to remove them without going through all of that. All right. What about this face shining like the sun?
It's full of truth.
Yes. 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 And so this one is, I think that might be representing Mercury, because Mercury is the star that is closest to the sun. And an angel is they also call it in some versions a messenger. So this is a messenger angel, and Mercury is the one that's always moving very fast and moving close to the sun. Mm-hmm. All right. So then the last one is the pillars of fire.
which is kind of what you just said.
Yes.
You think of Mercury with the fire under his feet and going.
Right. Just like the F, if y'all remember the FTD florist, there's still their symbol. It's Mercury with the little wings on his feet because he's moving fast. And so if you follow it on the Stellarium Bible, the Stellarium online planetarium, you'll see if you follow Mercury, it's just constantly zipping around the sun. Really, really cool. All right. So read for us number two. Go ahead. I'm going to read it for you.
Why does this angel have an open book? Revelation 10:2, and in his hand was a small scroll that had been opened. He stood with his right foot on the sea and his left foot on the land.
Yes. So why does he have an open book?
The seal was broken.
Yes.
Jesus broke the seal.
Yes. Amen. If you remember right behind me, I have on my wall behind me, Revelation 5:5, a little portion of it. It says that he is worthy to break the seals and open the scroll. So in this picture, we see it's open. And this is exactly what you and I have experienced. Thank you. Yes. Yes. Thank you. I love always the chat that you guys are doing. So if you remember, it was all closed to us. We didn't understand any of it. And then once he opened this, broke the seal, then the angels were able to tell us and we could understand what was going on in our world. This has clearly happened. Now, some people don't believe that because it hasn't happened to them. And that's okay. The Lord didn't awaken everybody. If you remember Revelation 14, we haven't gotten to that yet, but in the prior studies, you might remember, it's everyone will wake up. There'll be a great harvest of the people to wake up. But first, he was awakening just his army. And that's what he's done. And you know, at some point, he will open up everyone's eyes. So I also talked about, I think that's in the next one. Yeah, question number three. What is that one?
Later, we will discuss the beast of the sea, New World Order beast, and the beast of the land, false prophets. Why might this angel have his feet on the sea and on the land?
Right. That's another thing that we have learned about is how they have, quote, legally considered us their chattel. So tell us the answer to that one.
Oh, because his message is to both the tyrants on the land and the sea.
Uh-oh.
All.
Yes,
oops.
Yes, yes. The land and the sea. So it's...
All their victims, yeah.
Right, all the victims. Exactly. So, and we've also found out that they have, under admiralty law, they have considered us their chattel. And so we are, you know, that's how they, quote, you know, legally said that we're under their boot, in their kingdom. And if you remember, our Lord Jesus talked about that he's, you know, the Satan is the prince of the power of the air. So he has a legal authority, a claim over us. But the wonderful news is our Lord Jesus went to the cross and he bought us back with his own blood. So that's how legally we are now belong to him. He bought us, not with gold, not with silver, as it says in the word, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb, without spot and without blemish. So he's got one foot on the sea, one foot on the land. Whether you're, you know, whatever, you know, kingdom you're in, he is saying, I'm ruling over both of those. When you have your foot on something, it's basically saying, I rule this. When they talk about their boot on our neck, that's a symbolic way of saying that they rule over us. If you can imagine someone whose their boot is on someone's neck, then that's their symbolism, that they rule over a person. So the angel is saying he rules, the Lord rules over the land and the sea from everywhere. All right, number four.
Yeah, sure. Any ideas on why the angel did not sound a trumpet yet, but cried out with a loud voice like a lion? Revelation 10:3. And he gave a great shout like the roar of a lion. And when he shouted, the seven thunders answered. When the seven thunders spoke, I was about to write, but I heard a voice from heaven saying, keep secret what the seven thunder said and do not write it down.
Yes, that's a lot. I probably should have separated that out because every piece of this is so, so, so beautiful and symbolic. So yeah. So he has still not yet blasted the trumpet, and that's going to happen. And like I said, in Revelation chapter 11. But the first thing he does, so he's still, you notice, because all the other angels that we followed, you know, in the last chapter, in chapters actually Revelation 8 and 9, those angels all blasted their trumpets. If you haven't seen that, go back and watch those videos. They're over, like I said, over on freedomforce.live, and you go to the video playlist and then go right there and you can catch up with all that. But on this one, it says he gave a great shout, like a roar of a lion. Does that remind anybody of anything?
Yeah.
The great roar of a lion. Go ahead. Tell us what you think.
Oh, well, and since I know this because we've said it before. So
yeah, right.
Studios.
Yeah.
The lion before a movie. Yeah. It's like, get ready for the movie of all time. Yes.
Isn't that awesome? Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that cool? I think our forefathers were giving us all how random is that for them to have a lion roar before a movie? How random is that? You know, but that's just, there's so many, our forefathers were much more in understanding the biblical things than our culture really has, to be honest. But yeah, so this giant, this, remember the movie? It's just this giant roar from this lion saying, you know, get ready because we're going to see this greatest movie of all time. So I think that's what he was doing, this great shout of a, this roar of a lion. And so he shouted, but seven thunders answered. But it doesn't tell us what the thunders said. Now, you guys can put in the chat what you think. I mean, that's complete speculation. I haven't even speculated on that. Do you have any speculation, Tammy, what that could be? There's a secret. I don't know. I have no idea. I have no idea what that is. He says to keep it secret and not to write it down. So maybe one day he'll tell us, but you guys can tell us. President Trump with a picture of the lion roar. I would love that. I would love that, Dee Reese, if you would come up with, send to us a picture of President Trump being that lion roaring.
Yes.
No doubt.
All I can think,
go ahead.
I was going to say, all I goes in my mind are promises made, promises kept. I don't know, and I don't, you know, in a bigger sense than what we're going through now.
Yes, seven thunders, yeah. No telling. It's a storm. I think of the storm, you know, we're going to have these seven storms, you know, but they responded. Okay, this is, maybe it's responding to what the movie is going to be. You know, we've been told on the board we're watching a movie play out, because this is, nothing can stop what is coming. This is the Lord's plan to save humanity. It might be some of these storms that have come upon us, with literal storms. The COVID might have been one of the storms. I mean, I guess they wouldn't give them any ideas. The reason he keeps some of these things silent, secret, is because he doesn't want to give them any more ideas of how to do evil.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but we've known that we were in a storm. So this was the response. All right. So number five, Tammy.
Why does the angel say there will be no more delay? And when the angel begins to blow the trumpet, God's mysterious plan will be fulfilled. Revelation 10, 6 through 7. He swore an oath in the name of the one who lives forever and ever, who created the heavens and everything in them, the earth and everything in it, and the sea and everything in it. He said, there will be no more delay. When the seventh angel blows his trumpet, God's mysterious plan will be fulfilled. It will happen just as he announced it to his servants, the prophets.
Amen. Amen. No more delay. We've been waiting and waiting. Humanity has been waiting for this for so, so long. I mean, we've been waiting, you know, for 7 years with all of this that we've been fighting alongside President Trump, and it seemed like forever. It really has. But when you think of all of humanity of all time has been waiting for the satanic forces to be destroyed and removed from the earth. Now, Noah saw some of this, that he and his family were the only ones left after they were removed. But, you know, we've been waiting for their power to be removed from the earth. And this is what we have lived to see. So get ready. Get ready. It's you can say you're ready. I'm ready. But it's going to be gigantic. No one will go to sleep through it. And there won't be any more delay. Remember, in I've read many times, you guys know Habakkuk 2, it says that if it seems slow in coming, wait for it will surely come and it will not be delayed. It's going to happen exactly according to the Lord's perfect timing. And so it's all playing out. But here we see, I believe that this is, this whole thing that we're witnessing with it not going slow, President Trump coming in and exposing all of these, all the corruption in the USAID, and then they're going to be going to the Department of Education and the Department of Defense, and all of this is exposing it. Boom, boom, boom. Maybe that's the thunders. Is all the booms of their destruction. This is what we are witnessing, and it's going to. There'll be no more delay once this thing starts. There's no going back to normal at all. So God's mysterious plan will be fulfilled. It will happen just as he announced it to his servants, the prophets. All right. Does anybody have any other thoughts on that before we move on to the next one? Yes. Yes. That we will not perish. Right. I love that. I love that the Lord promised that we will win and that we will be safe. Yes. I love that. Thank you for saying that. All right, we're on the winning side. Praise the Lord. Yes. All right. All right. So now number six. I'm gonna make it a little bit bigger if I can.
Okay.
How about that?
What was John told to do in Revelation 10:8? Then the voice from heaven spoke to me again. Go and take the open scroll from the hand of the angel who is standing on the sea and on the land.
Yes. So he's supposed to take this scroll. Right? From the angel. He's supposed to take that. That's the first thing he's told, just to take the scroll. That's the first thing. And that it was this open scroll. So I think that this is symbolizing what we've been trying to tell people is to take this truth and to take it. It's open. It's finally opened. This, what has been hidden with the angels, remember we were talking about the angels are holding back this truth about the New World Order, about their corruption, about their satanic sacrifices. All this has been held back from humanity. And, it was tough, but he's told to take it. And this is what we keep doing. We keep asking people, look at this, look at that. And some people do, some people don't. Sometimes it's all, ooh, I'm knocking my drink over. It's all about God's timing with each person, but he's commanded to do it, and that's what we continually try to do. Something very, very cool that's happening at the Super Bowl this Sunday is where Elon Musk is going to be sharing. He's $40 million, I think, in ads, some crazy number of dollars that he spent for ads, that it's going to be exposing all this corruption that they're finding. I cannot wait to see that because a lot of the people who watch the Super Bowl, they're, just having fun, raising their kids, doing life, going to work, whatever, but they're not involved in this battle. And so maybe that'll really help the people to see. But first thing is just to take the scroll. This is open scroll. It's time to take it, okay? And then what does the angel tell John to do in verse 9?
So I went to the angel and told him to give me the small scroll. Yes, take it and eat it, he said. It will be sweet as honey in your mouth, but it will turn sour in your stomach. So I took the small scroll from the hand of the angel, and I ate it. It was sweet in my mouth, but when I swallowed it, it turned sour in my stomach.
Right. Does anybody want to tell what they used to think this was, or you maybe didn't even have any idea? I had no idea what he was, I just thought of it as truth, that you're taking in truth, just general truth about Christ and about his plan of salvation. But I did not, because I wasn't awake. I didn't know, what it meant for him to take this and eat it. And it just sounds so odd for him to take this scroll and eat a scroll. It's paper. Why would you eat a scroll? It's just very odd. And it's just, you know, obviously symbolic. And it, you know, my name is Melissa Red Pill. I've called myself that, you know. You know, of course, you know, I'm not asking you to go take a red pill. It's all symbolism for take in this truth, swallow it down, you know, take, you know, digest it, you know, understand it, take, you know, research it, dig into it, find out what's the truth about a wide variety of things. We talk about a wide variety of things. I don't just talk about the book of Revelation, which look at all these truths, all what's going on in the light of God's word. It's all, you know, what he wants us to understand. This, it was not just a piece of paper he was given. It was a scroll. A scroll is a lot. It's, you know, rolled up. It's a lot of information, just like what we have found out. It's just, there was a lot to research about the crimes against children, all this horrifying truth about what they've done to our health. You know, it's just a lot of different things. So, yeah. And why do you think that's one of the next questions. But yeah, so he's telling that him to eat it. And so what was the warning for that the angel told John?
That it would taste sweet, but it would make him nauseous.
Yes.
It would be sick in his stomach, turn sour.
Right. Isn't that what's happened to each one of us? Right. You know, you're excited to go, oh, well, that makes sense. That makes sense. Now I understand. This exactly explains, you know, when you hear about, okay, the Republican Party and the Democrat Party, it's a uniparty. It's not. That's why you're like, all this time, you're like, why can't we make any headway on any of this? Why can't we get in the people the leaders that are good? You realize it's all been rigged. It's all been a uniparty. They're all working together again. You know, they're all controlled. All of that. And it just makes you sick, right? It makes you just sick when you learn the truth. And this is why, again, a lot of people don't swallow the scroll. They won't swallow the red pill because they know it's going to be tough to grapple with. And if you remember from the Matrix movie, the guy said, you know, he wished he could go back and take the blue pill and not know, right? Mm-hmm. You know, and I don't know. You guys tell me in the chat what you think. I don't, as much as it's made us sick, I don't want to go back and be ignorant again. Do you? Right? I don't want to. I'm glad I've, you know, swallowed the red pill. I'm glad I know. And so now it forces us to do something about it. That's the problem, is most people don't want to actually take action, because once you know, then you have to do something. This is why I'm so glad that we've joined together on the Freedom Force Battalion, that we can all share this truth. Yeah. So I'm glad that we are here together and you guys helped to share this truth, especially because it's so important that people understand the wonderful truth about this is biblical. It's not just the scary things and it's that are so make us sick to learn about. It's that this is the Lord's plan to expose this, to have us fight against it so that it's removed from the earth. And that's the piece I think a lot of people are missing. And that's why I'm so glad that you guys helped to share this information. For those of you who don't know, a couple things that I wanted to show you super quick is if you go to, come on, little computer. It's been acting funny the past couple of days. Here's the link right here where you can see the books. Right? And I'm going to share that link on the chat so you guys can share that with people if you want to. I don't know if Songbird is here today. I haven't seen Songbird in the chat. So somebody please go in and post that onto the comment section if you don't mind. Maybe Tammy, you can help me do that. But the other thing is, if you go to another thing to go see on the website, freedomforce.live, if you go right here to, I think it's this page right here, and freedomforce.live/endtimes. Yes, I've just updated this a good bit, and this is a good place to send people. If you're, you know, wanting to help people to get red pilled like John was, have them go to freedomforce.live/endtimes. And I've got a video about what the truth is about end times. I've got where I'm explaining it and just, you know, go into more detail here so they can learn more about it. I hope that's helpful as you're trying to share this information with people. All right, so he warned him. I don't think I understood enough. I was so hungry to know what the truth was. I don't think I understood how it would make me nauseous. What do you think? Yeah, tough 4 years for me, but I'm so happy to be awake and watching what God is doing. Yeah. And it's been tough also because it's kind of caused a division because some people are awake. Maybe your spouse is not awake. Maybe your children are not awake. Maybe your friends are not awake. And it's been tough, you know, and really small talk is not what you're interested in talking mm-hmm. about anymore, right? Mm-hmm. It's hard. Yeah. Go ahead.
And different people are at different points. And so some people get very stuck on one little thing that's happening right now. Why did Trump do that? It's all part of a bigger plan that, right. You know, we are only seeing pieces. But so far, right. This whole thing has worked out. I'm always amazed.
Exactly. I think that's a great point. You know, people are saying, well, Trump must be bad because of blah, 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 blah. Like, mm-hmm. how many times have we, you know, maybe not understood what he was doing? And then later on, we're like, oh, hey, that all makes sense now. He's a genius. And unless you're a genius, I just end up saying, look, I just trust him. He's proven that he is trustworthy. So no matter what happens.
Go ahead. Some of them can't resist the bait he gives them. It's just kind of neat to watch, actually. Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Way above me.
It is. So, yeah, and this, I think this, as far as it being sweet, as honey, it's just finding out the truth finally. Yeah. And that's what, yeah, finally understanding. And the book makes his belly bitter is because he, you know, just, as we were saying, it just makes us sick to find out this truth and what they've been doing. So number 11, mm-hmm. I think we've all experienced it, right? That's what that one is about. Yeah, we've all experienced it. That's why we're here. All right, mm-hmm. number 12.
Okay, what assignment was given to John? Then I was told, you must prophesy again about many peoples, nations, language, and kings.
Amen.
Yeah, he was to speak to a lot of people.
Right. Right. And that's what
everyone.
Right. This, and so he did.
He did.
John
We're
was
still
on
listening to him today.
That's right. Good job, John. You did your job. John was on an island called Patmos, and they had put him there because he was being way too effective. And they wanted to silence him. That's the way they were censoring him. Just like we've been removed from, you know, YouTube or, you know, now we have another YouTube channel. And so far, so good. I think they're kind of scared of what Trump might do. We're back on Facebook. We should be live on Facebook right now, hopefully. You know, but for a good while, they have had us censored and removed, you know, was removed off of Twitter. Now we're back on X and, you know, we're starting back over. So if you don't mind, go and join us on all those channels. And that just reminds me, I need to add, I'm going to go ahead and be brave and I'm going to add the Red Pill 2 back to my website. I haven't been putting some of these channels on our website because even when you would click from my website or from my Telegram to those, they would be like, oh, that's the channel we want to censor. Anyway, so they've censored us to silence us because we were way too effective. All of us together, which is so great. The Freedom Force Battalion, we've been working in this for 7 years and they had to silence us. That tells you that we were very effective. And so was John. And that's why they put him on this island. But he still got this book out and that we read even today. And it's absolutely amazing because we're seeing it, you know, clearly. If someone says, oh, well, you know, this is just words on a page. Well, don't forget, we're going to come up on Revelation 12, which is the beautiful sign of the Son of Man. And there's no doubt about it. If you haven't seen that, I'm going to show it to you super quick because I know you guys have, you know, need to see it. This is the beautiful sign of the Son of Man that John told us in Revelation 12, 1 and 2. And that's exactly what happened on September 23rd, 2017. No one could have known this 2,000 years ago. Except the Lord. The Lord put it all in his word for us and a beautiful picture of what was going to happen. It was the heavenly clock that sounded the alarm and says, time to wake up now. All right, so he had this, and he did for many peoples and nations and languages and even kings. And that's what we are doing. People, you know, you might think, oh, well, the kings or the rulers, they don't see our post. Oh, yeah, they do. They know that we are on it, we're awake, and we're sharing this information, and that's why they're flipping out. They know that we know what they've done, and that we are not silent. We are prophesying, or basically sharing the truth. Prophesy might sound kind of like, you know, you might think, oh, I'm not a prophet. Well, I'm not a prophet either, but we're sharing this truth, just like John did, to peoples, nations, languages, and kings, people all over the world. can see this over on X, which is absolutely amazing. You may never know all the people that you have reached, but you're being effective. Yes, we have a similar assignment. Okay, so the last thing in this chapter is, what is the word we use to describe what happened to John?
Red pill.
He was red pill, just like the chapter title and my name, red pill. If you don't know where that word comes from, it's from the Matrix movie. I really encourage everyone to watch the Matrix movie. The very first one, they hold out two pills. One is a blue pill, one is a red pill. So if you take that red pill, then you will learn what's the truth about all these things, and you will not be able to go back to not knowing. So anyway, I'm glad that we did. All right, now, I know that went pretty quick. We did that chapter. I told you that it was going to be pretty quick. I'm going to give you a sampler of what's going to happen next week. Next week, we're doing chapter 14, which is the two witnesses. And I've heard a lot of really strange explanations about what these two witnesses are. But buckle up and get ready for the two witnesses. It's really great news because we're taking back the two witnesses that the Lord has established over all the earth. And I'll go ahead and tell you what I feel very strongly that these are. They're the church and the state have been hijacked, and now we're getting them back. They were meant to bring peace and healing throughout the whole world. The religious institutions were supposed to be used for good. The government institutions were supposed to be used for good, and they've been hijacked so that they were used for evil. All right, the very first thing that John is told to do in Revelation 11 is he was told to take a measuring stick and to measure the temple of God and the altar and to count the number of worshipers. But don't measure the outer court, for it has been turned over to the nations, and they will trample the holy city for 42 months. Well, what I want you guys to know is that is talked about in chapter 2. And I'm going to read that a little bit to you because, as you know, all of these minor prophets were telling us what we're experiencing right now. And I didn't realize that. They kind of diverted our attention away from the minor prophets. I think that the seminaries became so controlled, they like said, okay, don't seed their thoughts on what's going to happen in the future. Just divert them and make them think, okay, these books are for, just old, ancient history. Don't worry about any of that. That doesn't really apply to you. That was not true. The wonderful truth is that we get lots of clues from these minor prophets. And Zechariah is basically the book of Revelation in the Old Testament. I mean, when you read Zechariah, now that we understand Revelation, it's almost chapter for chapter for chapter going through what the end times is all about. It's really amazing. So if you want to know more about that and the book of Zechariah, go to Major Clues from Minor Prophets. And I also have the audiobook right here. If you want to listen to me read it to you for 8 hours, it's right here. The audiobook is right here. And I, as much as I'm so thankful, I'm beside myself with disbelief sometimes that the Lord helped me to decode Revelation. It's even more, I love it even more almost to decode the minor prophets. They were screaming and telling us what was going to happen. And now it makes so much sense now that we're awake. It's really, really exciting. So Major Clues from Minor Prophets. But yeah, when you look in the, let me see if I have a quick look here. It's just like $2.99. Let me see if I can find it. When you go, well, it should show you the first chapter. It's not doing it. A lot of times it'll let you see the table of contents. But anyway, the table of contents has, basically it's each of the books of the minor prophets. All right, so I want you to see Zechariah 2. Let's read this one. Zechariah chapter 2, starting with verse 6. The Lord says, "Come away, flee from Babylon in the land of the north, for I have scattered you to the four winds. Come away, people of Zion, the city of God, you who are exiled in Babylon." Now, Babylon represents the city of evil. Zion represents the city of God, the city of peace, God's people. Even in is it the Matrix movie? Yeah, it's the Matrix movie. They call the people Zion. They're like, come on, Zion. They're, you know, don't think of Zionists because they've hijacked the name. Again, they can't have our rainbow and they can't have our name Zion. They can't have it. That's our name. We are the city of Zion. And so hymns, you know, we're marching to Zion, beautiful, beautiful Zion. We're marching onward to Zion, the beautiful city of God. This is what this, it's been our ancient name is Zion, the city of God. So get out of this city of evil, come out. And the Lord scattered us all over the world. And the reason he did that was because then we wouldn't be under their boot, right? So he says, flee, come away, come out of this city of Zion from in the land of the north. After a period of glory, the Lord of heaven's armies sent me against the nations who plundered you. It's very interesting. He says, after a period of glory. I think that's a very interesting way to put it. After a period of what I would think of a period of suffering. After a period of turmoil, but he's saying it's a period of glory. And I think that sometimes the things that are the toughest for us do, you know, they work out for good. Mm-hmm. The Lord promises that, right? He promises that in Romans. What is this? Romans 10? It says, you know, it's for good. All these things are used for good. And also in Hebrews, I think it's chapter 12, he says, you know, that, you know, don't despise the discipline of the Lord. You know, don't think little of the discipline of the Lord. When we have been disciplined, then this is what brings this peaceable fruit of righteousness. And it's all been throughout all of the world. This is what it's taken for us to be, the whole world has been, you know, disciplined by the Lord to cause us to realize we don't want to play with evil. We want to get away from evil. We don't want to, you know, it's, you know, play with matches. It's too dangerous. And everybody realizes we've got to get away from these people. These people literally, you know, worship Satan. And so we're coming away. We're fleeing from them. And this discipline, this eye-opening that the world has been experiencing literally for thousands of years has made us all realize we want to flee from Babylon. The Lord of heaven's army sent me against the nations who plundered you. Again, don't think of a physical nation like Italy or Spain. Think of the word is Nazis. Literally, it's Nazis. These Satan worshipers. Think of Satan worshipers who plundered you, who've taken from you, not just taken your money, taken your health, taken your peace, taken your, you know, the relationships, taken all this from you. And they plundered and plundered and plundered. For he said, anyone harms you, harms my most precious possession. Again, he allowed it because we were, as it talks about, you know, we were like a child. I'm going to do this real quick. I'm going to read to you Hebrews chapter 12. Let me read this. It's really so great. And since we have a minute today, since we're not jumping into our next chapter, I want to read a little bit of this. Have you forgotten the encouraging words God spoke to you as his children? He said, my child, don't make light of the Lord's discipline and don't give up when he corrects you. For the Lord disciplines those he loves and he punishes each one he accepts as a child. And it's not punishment to harm, but punishment to heal. So important. Our culture has not been big on punishment. And unfortunately, a lot of the kids don't have the respect and they've run wild, unfortunately. But the Lord is doing this. For whom the Lord loves, he chastens or disciplines. He does this because he loves us. And he's doing it to correct us. And don't just think on your personal life, which that's true, of course, but it's also for humanity. We all had to realize we cannot play with all this evil. As you endure his divine discipline, remember that God is treating you as his own children. Whoever heard of a child who is never disciplined by its father? If God doesn't discipline you as he does all of his children, it means you're illegitimate and not his children at all. Okay, so we are very happy that the Lord has you know, disciplined us and changed us. We're being transformed into his glory. by his discipline. Since we respected our earthly fathers who disciplined us, shouldn't we submit even more to the discipline of the Father of our spirits and live forever? This is a picture of what's been happening to all of humanity, is to help us to learn to not mess with the dark side. Okay, so this is what he's talking about here, that he loves us and he is realizing that they have meant it for evil, but the Lord has meant it for good. All that we have endured has caused us to grow closer to the Lord and say, we want to be with you. All of humanity is really screaming for that. We want justice and righteousness and beauty and peace in the world and not this evil. The Lord says, I'll raise my fist to crush them and their own slaves will plunder them. That's us. This is us. We are plundering our enemies. He's using us to destroy them. And that's what he had so said. We won't need to have a flood to destroy the evildoers because we will do this, because we will force there to be righteousness in the earth because we're exposing the evil ones. That's what crushes them, is when they're exposed. Then you will know that the Lord of heaven's armies has sent me. The Lord says, shout and rejoice, O beautiful Jerusalem, for I'm coming to live among you. Many nations will join themselves to the Lord on that day, and they too will be my people. I will live among you, and you will know that the Lord of heaven's army sent me to you. The land of Judah will be the Lord's special possession in the Holy Land, and he will once again choose Jerusalem to be his own city. Be silent before the Lord, all humanity, for he is springing into action from his holy dwelling. All right, but the passage I was wanting to mainly focus on, now that we've looked kind of, I like to do the end first so you see where we're headed. Why is he telling John in Revelation chapter 10 to measure the city? He does the same thing to Zechariah in chapter 2. Let me read it to you. When I looked again, I saw a man with a measuring line in his hand. He says, where are you going? I asked. He replied, I'm going to measure Jerusalem to see how wide and how long it is. Are they ready to have peace on earth? Are they ready to have justice in the earth? Are they ready to get away from Satan and to have Satan cast out? Is humanity ready for this? Back in the day of Noah, he preached to the people and they weren't ready. They wanted to be with Satan. They wanted to do this evil. And he's been disciplining us year after year after year after year to get humanity ready. This is why the gospel had to go throughout all the world, so that the people, all of the world, would be ready. Yes, to fight, but also just to have, you know, to kick out the evildoers so we'd have peace on earth. Then the angel who was with me sent a second angel who was coming toward him. The other angel said, hurry and say to that young man, Jerusalem will someday be so full of people and livestock, there won't be enough room for everyone. Many will live outside the city walls, and then I myself will be a protective wall of fire around Jerusalem, says the Lord, and I will be the glory inside the city. In other words, we're going to take the kingdom. That's why we're named Freedom Force Battalion, because we're taking the kingdom by force. We're taking the city so that we can make sure to have peace in the world. All right, so this is what he was told to do, though, in Zechariah. Actually, Zechariah was asking the man why he's measuring. He's saying, I'm measuring how wide and how long it is. And I just think it's so cool. When you read the book of Zechariah in the book End Times, Major Clues for Minor Prophets, or listen to it on my audiobook, you'll see this is exactly what we are experiencing. Let me go back to Revelation. What am I doing, Romans? Revelation chapter 10. Did I misspell it? I think I misspelled it. What did I do? Let me do it this way. Come on, Melissa. Go back. There we go. Oh, actually, chapter 12. We already did 10 today. Let's go to 11. For next week, just this is your little preparation for next week. He was given a measuring stick. Go measure the temple of God and the altar and count the number of worshipers. So this is what we're told to do. And what John was told to do is to measure. Are they ready? And so humanity finally is ready. Ready or not, here we go. But he knows what he has worked in you and in me and in all of humanity, he knew that he would get this job done. And this is when it's like the book of Haggai, where it's talking about building the temple. It's not about building a physical temple. It's about building God's people so that they are ready to rule and reign with Christ in the millennial kingdom, in the golden age. We have to be ready for that. We have to be mature. As it says in 1 Corinthians 13, when I was a child, I spoke like a child. I reasoned like a child. I thought like a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. I'm no longer, you know, just being led around by the nose, by the New World Order, and believing what they say. I'm no longer allowing them to be their boot on my neck, right? Same thing. None of us are allowing that anymore. We are rising up. We're speaking out. We're sharing this truth because we're saying we are going to rule this earth. And that's what this next chapter is really about, is he's saying measure it and basically saying now, it wasn't ready when Zechariah measured, but now it is. We're ready. We're ready. Humanity is ready to take the kingdom, to rule in this kingdom. And so it's very, very exciting. And so, and to rule the church and the state. Amazing. So I love this chapter so much. So it's got some very, very interesting pieces in it. I'll give you another little hint. When you get to this portion right here, where it talks about Sodom and Egypt, okay? Thank you so much, H. Clay. I love this portion. I love being able to talk about the discipline of the Lord and how he's doing this, not only to us personally, but also to the entire world. But this one right here in verse 7, when you get to that, and when you're studying, that one is very, very interesting. It's like, what does he mean by this? Well, the key to understanding that, in my opinion, is understand what was the main sin of Sodom. It was this evil perversion, just like what we have seen, that they've been doing the transgender and all of this evil, the satanic sacrifices and all these things. That's exactly what Sodom was doing. This is why Sodom was destroyed. And so then also Egypt, what was the sin of Egypt? Specifically, I mean, yes, they had all the sins in both places, but the thing that you think about with Egypt is tyranny. Tyranny, where they enslave the people. And what are we fighting? What are we fighting? We're fighting this evil, satanic, you know, perversion, this profligacy, and we're fighting the tyranny. So he's saying that that's what's basically caused us to lie dead in the streets, is both of those things. You know, but don't forget, it says that we're the city where our Lord was crucified. He was crucified to save us from all this evil and tyranny. Praise the Lord. Okay, I hope that helps. So just make sure to, when you do your homework, then you know, you'll know that when we get to it. When you get to it, you're like, oh, okay, I remember Melly talking about this to help to prepare us for that. But then it says, our favorite verse, after 3.5 days, God breathed life into them and they stood up. We finally stood up, just like the army we talked about before. All the dead bodies on the valley floor that Elijah saw, and then God breathed life into them, and they stood up a great army. So this is exciting. All right, and then finally, I'm not going to go into it now, but he's going to finally blast that trumpet. He's going to blast that trumpet like the Hallelujah chorus. The world has now become the kingdom of our God and of his Christ, and he will reign forever. And we will reign with him, not on the cloud, but on this earth. All right. I think that's everything. If anybody has any questions, yes, 1111. If anybody has any questions or any thoughts, shout them out now. But we're going to be preparing for next week to do your homework. I hope that helps you guys to get prepared for that next week. Revelation is like so easy now that we have been red-pilled. Really, it's like, yeah. And also just coming out of the lies. It's so they put the lies from every side, from the movies and even from the church and all this, that it was, that was probably the biggest thing, is to come out of that, and then you can hear the truth about it. All right, I think that's everything. I'm going to go. Okay, don't forget, you can go on freedomforce.live to watch, to catch up on some of the videos right there in the playlist. You can share this one and times. And don't forget all the social media. Don't forget to join on all the social media. If you want to find out more about, actually, I think I added the one to one about, let me see if I did. Did y'all see that one about the blue? Oh, I don't have it. Where is it? Oh, yeah, I did. I added it here. If you haven't learned about methylene blue, go to freedomforce.live/blue. I shared that this week. That was a really cool thing. All these, we're going to have health, we're going to have wealth, we're going to have peace, and it's happening. It's happening. It's very, very exciting. And now don't forget, you can listen to the audiobooks and continue to study. If you haven't, you can share these books. I don't have these books, the study guides, on ebook, because I think it's something that you need to actually write down. There's something that happens when you read the question and you write down the answer that helps you to formulate all this more than just reading a book. Okay, so make sure to do the study guide, the one that says end times and 1,000 years of peace for beginners, and not, don't do this, the answer key yet. Okay, because I want you to really think through it. Okay, I'm going to share the link one more time. It's right there in the chat. All right. Let's pray one more time. Thank you so much, Lord. I praise you. We praise you together that you have awakened us. You've red-pilled us. We swallowed down that scroll. You told us to take it and to eat it, and it's going to make us sick, but we have to, and we never stop, because we just keep learning more and more because you have chosen us for this task. I thank you for bringing us all together from the four corners of the earth, literally. And who knew? John could not have imagined that we could join together and have a Bible study together with what he wrote 2,000 years ago, that we could join together and do this. Amazing, Lord. Thank you that you have done this. It's just miraculous. Miraculous. He saw the images that would speak, and I don't think he understood what that was about, but it's, we can just be on a screen and we can be talking to each other. It's amazing. Thank you so much, Lord, that you you have done this for us so that we would have the ability to fight back. You know, because I could scream at the TV all day long, but I couldn't really get anything done until we can all share this truth together on social media. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Lord, that you've done this, and that we are ready. Because you have worked this in us. You've caused us to flee from Babylon. You've caused us to flee, and that we are now, because of your discipline, because you have changed us, you've worked these changes in us, we are trying to get away from Satan, get them out of this earth so that we can have this beautiful golden age of peace and health and wealth. Thank you, Lord, that you are showing us how to be well. You're showing us how to understand the truth. You're showing us how to have everything that you have for us. You have all these things prepared for us. As you said, that you will go to prepare a place for us. You are preparing this world for us. You're preparing this world so that we can have this beautiful world to enjoy. Thank you so much, Lord. You are the King of the world. You deserve all the praise and all the glory, because you bought all this with your own precious blood, and that you are right now before our very eyes destroying the evildoers. We praise you and thank you and bless your name forever in your great name. And just pray your blessings on everyone here in the battalion. I pray you continue to strengthen them and protect them and guide them and bless their homes, bless everything that they do. Speak to them, help them to know that they are more than conquerors. They are more because of your great love, and that you have equipped them and chosen them and fulfilled and filled them with your spirit so that they can do all things, that by your spirit, all things are possible. We just praise you and love you and thank you. And we pray this in your great name, King Jesus. Amen. I love you guys. Is there any other questions before we go? Yes. If there's any, I don't see any other questions, or I think this was a pretty easy one now that we're red-pilled. All right, guys. I love you. I'm so glad that we're here together. Okay. And I'll be on the chat for a little bit longer if anybody has anything that they wanted to add. But other than that, I will see you tomorrow morning. at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time on our regular show. I'll see you there, and I'll see you on Tuesday. Actually, on Tuesday, just a note, I think we're going to be a little bit later. I've got to pick up my sister. She's coming to visit me to see, come and see Dr. Laura with prescribinglife.com to help take care of some of her pain issues. And so if you don't know about prescribinglife.com, it's wonderful, wonderful healing. My mom is on a trip right now because my mom has her life back because she was on 3 opioids a day and now she's completely well. But anyway, so I'm thinking on Tuesday I'm going to do it at 6 p.m. So just stay tuned. I will share the link with you guys so you know what's going on. And that's it. Anything else, Miss Tammy?
That's it.
Okay. Love you guys. Mm-hmm. And we will talk to you later. Mm-hmm.